Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're looking at an end-of-year post from Brett Alegre Wood, titled Merry Christmas from Anabu AI.
It's a Christmas message, but there are a few things worth unpacking in it.
There really are. On the surface, it reads like a standard festive sign-off, but when you look at what Brett's actually put in there, it's a pretty strong first year in the making.
So what does he say?
He opens with a Christmas greeting to clients and followers, and then he makes a direct point. If you haven't started implementing AI in your business yet, now is the best time. Get started. No buildup, no caveats, just that.
That line is going to land differently depending on where you're sitting. Some people will think, yeah, I keep meaning to do that. Others will have heard it enough times that it just washes past.
Right. But he's not saying it as a motivational slogan. He's saying it as someone who has spent a year inside real businesses watching the results come through faster than expected.
Which brings us to the numbers.
Two of them. First, Anabu reached the top 20% of high-level agencies worldwide in their first quarter, 3 months from a standing start.
That is not a small benchmark. High-level is one of the bigger marketing and automation platforms globally. Top 20% from zero in 3 months? That's a genuinely strong result.
And the second number is the volume they're handling, over 30,000 automations per month for clients.
So that's not someone talking about potential. That's actual work getting done without a human touching it.
Brett doesn't break down the specific task types in this post. It's a Christmas message, not a technical breakdown. But that 30,000 number is the concrete proof point he's hanging the whole argument on.
And behind every one of those automations is something that used to take someone's time. A task sitting in an inbox or on a to-do list or just not getting done at all.
That's the frame. When you're running a team of any size, there's a constant flow of recurring work moving through the business every week. Some of it genuinely needs a human decision. A lot of it just needs to happen, the same way, on time, every time.
And for most businesses right now, that second category is still being handled manually.
Which is exactly the gap Brett is pointing at. He's not saying rip everything out and start again. He's saying, pick something, get started.
I want to ask the question a lot of owners would be sitting with here. Because that phrase, now is the best time, is the kind of thing that can mean nothing. Is there anything in the post that makes the timing argument concrete?
There is. He mentions the team is working through from the 27th of December, using the Christmas break to catch up on implementations in their own businesses. That's not copy. That's what they're actually doing with their own time.
Which is a different kind of proof. They believe it enough to spend Christmas week on it.
And the broader point is about compounding. Businesses that started this year, even in the last quarter, are heading into 2026 with systems already running behind them. The ones still waiting will spend January doing exactly what they did last January.
Rather than building on something that's already working.
That's the part people underestimate. An automation you build in January is producing results by March. When you build in March only starts paying off in June. You're not just starting later, you're arriving later.
So the Christmas break is actually useful timing for this.
That's exactly what Brett is nudging people toward. Things are quieter, there's more headspace, and a week of clear thinking now could mean walking into January with a real first step already planned.
All right, if you're listening to this and you want one thing to act on this week, what is it?
Write down one recurring task in your business, something that happens at least weekly. Map out every step it involves. That document is the starting point for handing it off to an AI system. You can't delegate what you haven't defined.
For me, the action is simpler. Go read Brett's full post at anabu.ai. And if you want to see what this could actually look like inside your own business, you can book a free AI audit there too.
That's the one. Happy Christmas, and we'll see you in the new year.
Take the break, then get started.